You did see the Democrats took both seats in Georgia, swinging the U.S. Senate. I'm David Brancaccio. First, yesterday's violence at the Capitol caused chaos for our democracy, but also for people living, working, and running businesses in the District of Columbia. 700,000 people work in D.C. That's more than in many states. And as Trump hardliners massed, and much later authorities worked to clear them from the Capitol, there were also local concerns. Here's my colleague Marketplace's Kimberly Adams from Washington. Hey.
Hey, David.
Yesterday afternoon, the D.C. mayor, Muriel Bowser, announced a citywide curfew would start at 6 p.m. Eastern last evening. What'd that look like in the city and for D.C.'s businesses?
It was a scramble, to be perfectly honest, David. You know, once these emergency alerts started going out over everyone's phone, you could really sense the tension in the city. You saw military and government vehicles rushing through the streets. From my vantage point, it sounded like this. Now, that recording was right outside of my veterinarian's office where I was when sort of all of this was coming down. And I think I was their last appointment. They kind of rushed me out the door as they were struggling to shut down very quickly, cancel all the rest of their appointments for the day, and find a way to get their staff home.
But even before this insurrection attempt up on Capitol Hill, people locally were locking down their businesses?
Right. It's important to keep in mind that D.C. is a majority Democratic city, so it's not always the warmest welcome when the Trump supporters come to town. Additionally, there are known to be white supremacists in these groups, and so a lot of people were actively avoiding them. There have been multiple reports that there were people carrying weapons. One of my Uber drivers on the way to the vet told me people had gotten into his car with sledgehammers. And some hotels and bars and Airbnbs even were actively taking steps to try to discourage some Trump supporters from patronizing their businesses, which says a lot given the economic situation of the pandemic.
Marketplace Kimberly Adams, thank you.
You're welcome, David.
And in another momentous political story of our time, Democrats have clinched control of the Senate with 50 Democrats and 50 Republicans. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris would be the tie-breaking vote for Democrats. That'll be the House, the Senate, and the White House with Democrats presiding. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour looks at some of the policy consequences.
It takes two to disagree, usually. So with one party in charge of the White House, the House, and the Senate, it's less likely that disagreements become deadlock, as they did for so much of 2020.
We can avoid those sorts of really inefficient, painful negotiations.
Wendy Edelberg is director of economic policy group The Hamilton Project. Democrats won't have a filibuster-proof majority, but they would control the Senate's agenda.
They can be more nimble, they can move faster and be bolder.
In the short term, that very likely means more stimulus targeted at Democratic priorities. John Lieber is a managing director with the Eurasia Group.
You'd see a lot more unconditional aid to state and local governments. You'd probably see a refresh of these broad-based stimulus checks that have gone out now twice. And I think you'd get a much more generous unemployment benefit that would last easily into the summer and probably beyond that.
But those $2,000 stimulus checks might not make it, even under Democrats, according to Scott Brown, chief economist at Raymond James.
Most economists would just throw up their hands and say, you know, this is not really effective stimulus. There are much better things to spend money on, including, you know, giving more money to the unemployed.
Longer term, a Democratic sweep means policy choices that come with a price tag, says Eurasia Group's John Lieber.
Tax increases, which were designed to finance spending increases for healthcare, education, and green energy. And so those factors over the long run probably start to be a drag on growth as the tax increases and the new regulations kick in.
And Democrats might turn their attention to tax collection itself. Bill Gale is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
I think you'll see resources devoted to the IRS to reduce tax evasion and improve the management of the tax system.
Democratic taxes would most likely be borne by wealthier Americans and corporations or come from capital gains, but Gale says there will probably be no hint of tax increases until well after the pandemic is over. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
A majority of eligible Americans have already received their $600 pandemic stimulus checks, so that's most, but not all, and now the IRS says millions may not get the money until they file their tax returns this year. If you don't see the money, listen up to Marketplace's Nova Safo here.
To get stimulus payments out quickly, the IRS has been sending out paper checks and direct deposits based on information from last year's tax returns. But there's a glitch. For some taxpayers, the IRS has out-of-date bank account information. One of the principal ways that happens is if someone files through an online tax preparation service, and that service opens a temporary account in order to collect their fee from refunds. The IRS says temporary and inactive accounts are leading to electronic deposits bouncing back. It's unclear if the agency is also encountering problems with mailed checks. With the next tax filing season about to start, the IRS says it doesn't have the time to reissue payments when there's a problem, and it wants taxpayers that don't get stimulus money this month to claim a recovery rebate credit instead on their next tax return. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
And if you like round numbers, know that the cryptocurrency Bitcoin had a record high of nearly 38,000, meaning all Bitcoin worth about $1 trillion. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.